A quarter of adults in Britain are so obsessed with cleaning and tidying that they spend over 4 years of their waking lives on household chores. But for most of us, keeping our homes clean and tidy is not a priority. In fact, 1 in 10 of us haven't got the Hoover out in the last month. And 84% of working people say they only clean their houses once a month due to a lack of time. Can a group of obsessive cleaners transform the habits of the nation? Or will this prove too much for the people whose need for perfection has become an obsession as we explore the world of obsessive, compulsive cleaners? A bridge between two worlds. A bridge between good and evil. And between two cops of two nations. What looks like a single crime turns into high-tech serial killings, threatening all of Scandinavia. A trained killer on a sinister mission to bring terror to society and destroy democracy as we know it. Who will win the fatal race? The Bridge, out on Netflix now. HMP Pentonville, London, is one of Britain's toughest prisons. Over a whole year, for the first time on television, we have followed repeat offenders inside jail, outside on release, and even back inside again. Half of prisoners in Britain's jails reoffend within 1 year. Each one has their own story. Inside Britain's toughest prisons. 7,500 offenders come in and out of Pentonville Prison every year. Mick is a regular. He's 43 and has 119 offences on his record, mostly linked to crack and heroin use. This time, he's inside for stealing bottles of spirits, which he sells for cash. Right now, Mick would rather be locked up in Pentonville than free.